Jenks, you have the floor.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Biantino, for the opportunity to contribute to this important discussion on lethal autonomous weapons or laws. My remarks address how framing laws in terms of full autonomy both confuses and distracts from CCW's humanitarian focus. I suggest that state parties refocus on the critical functions of selection and engagement of targets without further human intervention.
Could the speaker please speak closer to the mic?
Excuse me.
Thank you.
First, full autonomy confuses the discussion. The start point for this confusion is the inherent challenge in discussing machine or system autonomy. A constructive dialogue on laws requires a shared understanding of autonomy from and upon which the conversation can progress. From this outsider's perspective, the CCW laws discussion thus far has lacked a consensus of even what it is that is being discussed. Not surprisingly, indeed inevitably, the results have seemed circular in nature. Autonomy is not a discrete property. Autonomy reflects task allocation between human and machine across several spectrums. And depending on the system, functions are performed concurrently as well as sequentially and with varied allocation to human and machine. As has been demonstrated over the last 2 years, trying to objectively define autonomy has proven elusive. The inability in precisely defining autonomy is certainly not for a lack of effort or good intentions, but because autonomy is a descriptive or a characteristic of technology. Similarly, because of the dynamic nature of functions within a system, attempting to quantify levels of autonomy oversimplifies, and though it is superficially attractive, it is, in the end, unhelpful. The implicit difficulty in discussing machine or system autonomy does not need further complication. Yet adding full autonomy does just that. To underscore the increased complexity and enhanced confusion, consider that there is no consensus on even threshold questions, including, what does fully autonomous mean? Will we ever reach that point? And if so, when? The result is a challenging foundation upon which to engage in a constructive dialogue. Moreover, and turning to my second point, full autonomy distracts the law's discussion away from CCW's focus. Let's momentarily set aside that we don't know if or when full autonomy could be reached. Consider, as you see on the screen, a fully autonomous weapon system. Such a weapon system presumably performs all manner of functions as depicted by the ovals, and it performs all of these without human intervention. There is a delta or a space between the functions of selecting and engaging targets, which is depicted in red, and full autonomy. That space, that delta, is occupied by other functions, possibly including, by way of example, self-navigation, self-diagnostic testing and even repairs, and self-fueling or charging, and these are depicted in blue. To ground the law's dialogue in full autonomy requires articulating what is concerning about weapon systems beyond the capability to select and engage targets without further human intervention. While there may well be concerns about autonomous, non-weapons functions, they are not most appropriately addressed within CCW. CCW provides a forum for states' parties to discuss certain conventional weapons which are deemed to be excessively injurious or indiscriminate. Framing the law's discussion in full autonomy introduces non-weapons functions that are outside CCW's purview. Full autonomy confuses an already complicated area and distracts from CCW's humanitarian focus, banning or restricting the use of specific types of weapons that cause unnecessary or unjustifiable suffering to combatants or indiscriminately affect civilians. critical functions of selecting and engaging targets does not provide the answer, but a more manageable framing of the question and one that is within the scope of CCW. Thank you.